You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello and welcome to another small business podcast brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is part one of a two-part series titled Protecting Your Business from Instant Messaging Threats. Today we'll talk about three different types of IM threats and how they can have an impact on your business. Thank you for listening. Instant messaging, or IM programs, facilitate real-time, text-based communication between two or more users who are using the same messaging program. Though IM first gained popularity as a social interaction tool, it's made its way into the business environment as well. According to a recent IM Logic Threat Center report, there are now 393 million global users of instant messaging. Because IM was initially developed for social chats, security was not a priority. But now that IM use is increasing in business, however, attackers are finding that most IM systems are virtually unprotected, so threats to instant messaging are quickly increasing. Let's spend a few moments discussing some of these threats common to instant messaging. Similar to threats sent by email, worms and Trojan horses via instant messaging compromise the integrity of your IT systems. Too many IT departments focus solely on email threats because they are not aware of the number of people using IM in their businesses. This is because individual users can load IM programs directly onto their local computers, and IM traffic is often undetectable at the network level. Through instant messaging, it is possible for a Trojan horse to configure the client to give access to all files on a computer via peer-to-peer file sharing. Ultimately, this opens up the entire computer system to attackers. Hackers can also use Trojan horses to gain access to an IM password if it's stored on the computer. Using this method, hackers can have access to a user's screen name and the user's entire list of IM contacts. Impersonation is not only harmful to the victim whose password has been stolen, but to anyone who interacts with the hacker and divulges personal information or executes any files sent by the hacker under the guise of the user. Similar to other forms of information theft, IM log files, which may be stored on a user's computer, are also vulnerable to hackers. In many cases, these files contain sensitive or private data from a past IM conversation the user has long since forgotten about. This information is readily available via IM logs, however, and can be devastating to a business if exposed, causing tainted reputations, legal problems, and in some cases, loss of the business. There are many advantages to using instant messaging in a business setting. If you and your employees choose to use this communication tool, you need to understand the security threats to IM and how to protect your business against them. Be sure to join us for part two of this series, as we'll talk more about IM threats and what you can do to protect your business. In the meantime, thank you for downloading and listening to this small business podcast, brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software and services to help individuals, businesses, and large enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more on small business security, visit the small business section at www.symantec.com. And for other small business podcasts, visit us at www.symantec.com/podcast.